Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and it's time for another edition of Care or Don't Care.
All right.
If you haven't heard it before, it's really simple. I read a headline, and if my co-hosts say they care, then they'll be treated to a private chair dance.
Whoa.
Given by none other than Magic Mike star Channing Tatum.
Oh. Hey. God, who isn't on board for that?
Can I pass on that?
No, you don't want to.
But
if they don't care, then my co-host will be subjected to a 2-hour-long striptease from the purple Teletubby.
Oh.
And I know you're probably thinking, isn't he already naked?
Yeah.
Well, you just wait and find out what's underneath that antenna.
No, I do not want to know.
Well, then you better care.
Yeah.
We're going to get into it with your first headline. You never really know who you're married to unless you surprise them at lunch.
What?
Care or don't care.
I care.
Oh, I'm gonna care.
Okay, good.
Well, there's a woman in Ghaziabad, India, and she's been married for a little over a year now.
Okay.
The other day at work, she was thinking, I never get to spend enough downtime with my hubby. And since he's working from home, she wanted to surprise him at lunchtime one day.
Oh, that's nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
So she went home early from work, opened the front door, and found him sitting on the couch with his wig off.
I don't think she knew he had a wig.
Problem is, she didn't know that he wore a wig.
Oh, yeah, Alexis, you're on to something.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. What man wears a wig and you don't know?
It is so
obvious. A good toupeist or whatever. And that's the first time that she learned that he's completely bald.
Okay.
Oh, that's a big shock.
So what's
not a turn on.
So what did she do about it?
Some people like it.
Other than posting a picture on Facebook saying that she feels like she's been scammed, she also tweeted out that she felt embarrassed in front of her friends and her relatives and claimed it's difficult for her to live with him anymore.
Oh, wow.
It's like when a guy takes a hat off, but this is everything.
Yeah.
I know, sometimes that can be shocking.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally, yeah.
I actually was not on board with her until you said that.
Yeah, there you go. It's called
welcome.
The court has not granted her divorce yet, citing her reasons as trivial. And they're encouraging them to instead go through another round of counseling.
Okay.
It's probably not going to work.
I don't think it's going to help. Well, I don't think it's a very good marriage to start with.
Well, Brooke, maybe you should go home early and surprise your husband at lunch.
Oh.
I wonder what you're going to find.
He's with the kids. Oh, thank God you're home.
He's got a wig, but it's not on his head. I don't know.
I feel like you forced him to wear that. You were like, you need more hair.
It was fashionable at one time in human history.
Whoa. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Let's
like
quickly move on to the next headline.
No, I want to spend more time on this.
Which one of my appliances drank all my bourbon? Care or don't care?
Wait. Yes, I need to know who's drinking my alcohol. I care.
I care too.
I don't care. I don't want that in my house.
I'll care.
If you haven't heard, Roombas recently got a software update that's causing problems for some models. It's making them act like they're intoxicated.
Wait, what?
How is this happening? Users are reporting that their Roombas now spin around randomly. They'll bump into furniture when they weren't doing that before, and they move in strange, wobbly patterns.
Dude, I'm telling you, I said this from day one, but I am not scared of the robot takeover. It's not going to happen. I have a robot vacuum, and those things are idiotic.
Yeah.
Okay?
Apparently, they also get stuck in empty areas and have trouble finding their way home to their docks.
Yes.
Several videos of the drunk Roombas have been uploaded to social media with the hashtag, go home, Roomba, you're drunk.
Yeah. Is there also a function where they cry over their ex for a while and then...
I think there is. I think they do that.
Yeah.
According to the company that makes them, it could be several weeks before they update the software and sober these robot vacuums up.
But that's a binger.
Until then, I guess look out for your Roomba to be texting your toaster at 3 a.m. Hey, you up? Before puking. Let's see if you guys care about this one.
I care or
don't care.
What happened at the good end of that? I will care.
All right.
I'm into. I care.
Marine biologists in New Zealand recently discovered something that really freaked them out.
Okay.
After diving deep enough into the Southern Ocean, they came across 3 different species of glow-in-the-dark sharks. And these are not small sharks either. One of them can grow up to around 7 feet in length.
Wow. That's amazing.
That is awesome.
We're passing around a picture of the glow-in-the-dark sharks. They grow like bright blue.
Isn't it crazy?
crazy that there's still things on this planet that we have not discovered yet.
Oh, there's so many.
It's so amazing.
A lot of species.
And there's been plenty of documented insects that glow in the dark and even deep sea creatures that produce their own light. But this is the first time it's ever been seen in large sharks.
This is the star of the next Shark Week.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah. It's all nighttime.
Scientists say there has not been an attack on humans yet from a glow in the dark shark. But if there was, at least you'd be able to see them coming.
Yeah.
That's scary.
I wonder if their bites leave a glow-in-the-dark trail.
Oh, my gosh. No word on which club promoter is going to try and hire these sharks for the next big rave. But I would look for them at Coachella when Baby Shark comes on.
Ah.
Let's see if you guys care about this one. A brand new theme park that's going to make you say, Suey! Care or don't care?
What?
Pigs. I like pigs, so I care.
You know, I wrestled a grease pig once in a city park in my hometown, or tried to.
Not surprised.
I'm not going to care. I feel like I've been to this theme park already.
I thought you were going to care.
I have not been
to
any weird theme park with pigs, so I care.
Yeah.
Well, if you're the parent of a young child that has an English accent solely because they watch the cartoon Peppa Pig.
Oh. That's a difference.
This is going different.
This is either going to be good news or possibly very, very bad news for you.
Yeah, I mean, I'd turn it off if you have a 3-year-old in the car right now.
Because they just announced a Peppa Pig theme park is opening in Central Florida.
Oh, Peppa.
There's going to be multiple rides and attractions, plus water-soaked areas filled with muddy puddles.
Of course.
Because if you've ever watched the show, Peppa loves jumping in muddy puddles.
It's one of her things.
I'm sure parents love that when the kids start doing it.
Yeah.
Peppa and her friends will be on hand, too, for meet and greets, so make sure to bring some corn on the cob to feed to Peppa. Yeah.
When they said meet and greet, I was like, meat as in hurt? Like
meat? Oh,
yeah. I don't think they're going to be serving bacon at that park.
That's gruesome.
They say it should be open sometime in the next 2 to 3 years.
Aw, cool.
And finally, Jeff's joke of the day, care or don't care?
I care.
Where do baby ghosts go during the day?
Where?
Today's scare.
Yay!
Okay. Brooke loved that one.
Yeah. I was going to go with boosery instead of nursery.
What?
No.
It doesn't even rhyme. Anyway.
Those are merkins, and I am having an off day. Everyone has that sometimes.
That's care or don't care. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.